提到
Mr. Bilkin mentioned that two academics, due to free speech, were dismissed by their universities. Here is my answer. Macau's residents enjoy academic and freedom of expression and academic freedom. According to Article 27 of the Basic Law, Macau residents has the freedom to engage in cultural, academic, and creation activities, etc. At the same time, the SAR government respect the freedom of administration of higher education institutions. They have their autonomy in terms of their own affairs, their regulation, and their operation. As to the dismissal of the two academics, this was purely done by the universities autonomously according to their own regulation. The government did not intervene and will not participate in the internal operations of the universities. As to remedies, we have a very complete remedy procedures. So if the two persons feel that their rights were infringed upon, they can resort to relevant judicial remedies. At the same time, I'd like to answer to the questions of Ms. Sansin on the Legislative Assembly elections, on the disqualification of 21 candidates. The Article 25 of the Covenant provides for the right to election and to stand for election as candidate of citizens. And according to our Basic Law, the permanent residents of Macau have the same rights. So in our legislation, we have already guaranteed such rights. But at the same time, I need to stress that the right to election and to stand as a candidate, this is not absolute, just as other rights. According to our regulations, those who want to be a candidate, they need to comply with the criteria to be deemed eligible. One of the conditions is that to uphold the Basic Law and be loyal to Macau SAR. And if somebody is not fulfilling this criteria, then they will lose the eligible condition. On the candidates, whether they are eligible, our commission, the election commission, has the right to check and to screen. And if during this process, if facts are found that in the past some members have engaged in activities that involved national security, that they did not uphold the Basic Law or were not loyal to the Macau SAR, then the Election Commission can declare that these candidates are not eligible. And then challenge can be made to the CFA, and after checking, the CFA upheld the decision of the commission and supported the decision. So remedies were provided, and revenues were there, and rulings were also made in accordance with our regulations. Thank you. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Xiang Xin from the Office of the Secretary of Administration.